Allow me to begin by saying thank you for the opportunity to bring you today some thoughts from God's Word. Our text will come from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and specifically the last portion of verse 5, where the apostle says, "Love thinks no evil." The apostle begins this chapter by establishing the great importance of love. He says that love is greater than any spiritual gift, any miraculous power, any supernatural feat that he might perform. He says without love, he would be nothing. The apostle then begins to describe what love is, the very core, the attributes, the characteristics of love. Paul says that godly love, true love, at its core, is kind, it is patient, it's benevolent, it's humble, and it's caring. Paul says that love is more than just a word. It's more than just saying, "I love you." Paul says that true love, godly love, will be seen in our actions, in our daily conversations, in the way that we treat others, the way that we approach God, and the way that we treat God himself. It's interesting that up to this point in the chapter, the apostle has been dealing with outward actions, physical actions, actions of behavior, our physical interaction with mankind. But as we come into verse 5, he now takes his message to the heart, to the mind, that part of the human body that defines who we are. He says, "Love thinketh no evil." All those characteristics that the apostle mentions, patience and kindness and humility, all of these things begin. They are conceived in our minds or in our heart. One cannot show kindness unless it is first found in his heart. One cannot show patience unless it is first found in his heart. The wise Solomon wrote in Proverbs 23 and verse 7, that what a man thinks in his heart, so is he. My friends, the point is that we are what we think. Our very character, our lives, the way we conduct ourselves, the way others perceive us, and the way that we treat others, it all begins, it originates in our minds. Love thinks no evil. Where evil is present, there can be no love. One cannot think or harbor evil thoughts or in our hearts and show love. Those things that are contrary to God's will, and at the same time be a person of love. Love in its truest and most purest form comes from our heart, a heart that is molded, a heart that is formed by God himself, by way of his word, and by way of our obedience to his word. Love thinks no evil, and therefore does no evil. Paul's whole message on love can be hinged on this very issue. If we think no evil, if the love of God is prevalent in our lives, then our lives will be that of love.